Lord, I know that many people experience hardship in their lives, and there's chaos in some way or another. Lord, may we see you in your word this morning. And as we go through your word, may we understand that Jesus is always there, either on the mountain praying for us or with us. But when we don't feel like he's there, Lord, let us know in our hearts that he watches over us. Let us understand your principles to know that in all things we must always keep our eyes on Jesus. And in keeping our eyes on Jesus, Lord, that we will overcome. Lord, let us understand the times. And we pray this morning that you open your word to us. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we're going to be looking at the subject of Jesus walks on water. Jesus walks on water. And in some sense, John chapter 6 replays itself out again in the end. So open up with me to John chapter 6 and let's start reading from verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. So the Bible tells us that a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. And many today follow Jesus for the same types of reasons. These people still have relatives that are alive today. They follow Jesus because they want a miracle, or they saw a miracle, and so they want some kind of power. And the Bible tells us that this is not real faith. You have to be careful about following Jesus because you want a miracle. Because there's one who's coming that's going to give miracles, the book of Revelation tells us, and that is the Antichrist. So we follow Christ because of the Word of God, the manner of God that he gave us. We love his Word as opposed to loving a miracle. Real faith is based on the Word of God. That's what the Bible tells us. And we'll see this.